Matthew 20, verse 1. Matthew 20, verse 1. Verse 1. If I would title this, I'd say God's not fair. Which is a good thing. Alright, here we go. Matthew chapter 20, verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early one morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay the normal daily wage and sent them out to work. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the marketplace and saw some people standing around doing nothing. So he hired them, telling them he would pay them whatever was right at the end of the day. So they went to work in the vineyard. At noon, again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. Verse 6, at 5 o'clock that afternoon, he was in town again and saw some more people standing around. He asked them, why haven't you been working today? They replied, because no one hired us. The landowner told them, then go out and join the others in my vineyard. Verse 8, Matthew 20. That evening, he told the foreman to call all the workers in and pay them, beginning with the last workers first. And when those hired at 5 o'clock were paid, each received a full day's wage. When those hired first came to get their pay, they assumed they would receive more. But they too were paid a day's wage. When they received their pay, they protested to the owner. Those people worked only an hour, and yet you paid them just as much as you paid us, who worked all day in the scorching heat. Verse 13, he answered one of them, friend, I haven't been unfair. Didn't you agree to work all day for the unusual wage? Take your money and go. I want to pay this last worker the same as you. Is it against the law for me to do what I want with my money? Should you be jealous because I am kind to others? So those who are last now will be first then, and those who are first will be last. This Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God and how God's going to treat those he sent out to work. And the workers here, we could say, is believers. And so many times, with those who've been in the church so long, somebody gets saved and all of a sudden God starts blessing them. And you're like, hey, that's not fair, God. I've been working for you for all these years. Why are you blessing them and you're not blessing me? We also can take a look at it as like that some people will be a believer all their life and they get the same reward as those who just gave their life maybe 2 hours before they pass away. See, God's not fair. Because you really think about it, his grace is so much more than we can imagine. If he was fair, I don't think any of us would be here right now. If God dealt with us equally the same way, that'd be kind of interesting, wouldn't it? Mary, did you deal with your kids the same way when they were growing up?
No.
Why?
One was a boy, one was a girl.
Right, you treated them different, right?
Yeah.
What if you had two boys? Would you still treat them differently?
Yeah.
Why? But they have the same DNA.
Yeah, but they have different personalities, different needs, different...
Right, so if God in heaven has created everybody individually unique... Don't you think he knows how to deal with everybody uniquely in their own special way? See, this reminds me of a lot of the NFL players. They'll sign a contract, let's say for 5 years. let's say for $50 million, $10 million a year. Fourth year into it, they notice other people are getting paid more, doing the same job, maybe not as good. And all of a sudden, they throw a hissy fit. Why aren't we getting paid as much as they are? But didn't you sign a contract for the pay this amount? See, when we come into agreement with God, we accept what He offers us. I mean, you think about it. The landowner gave the first workers, the 9 o'clock or earlier workers, a great deal. Hey, if you go out and work in my field, let's say I'll give you $100 today. Sweet. Or let's use $1,000 for us, you know. Hey, can you imagine, you go work in the farmer's field picking up rocks all day long, and I'll give you $1,000. Sweet, I'm on it. What if someone shows up at 5 o'clock and they only work to 8 o'clock at night, only 3 hours, but God still gives, the owner still gives them $1,000. How would that make you feel? You'd be kind of upset, wouldn't you? But what if God wants to bless somebody who just recently just happened to get saved, and yet God goes, I want to put you to work, and your reward will be the same amount. See, this passage had me thinking when Lori passed away, because it wasn't that long between Lori's salvation and her passing away. And sometimes we're like, Lord, that's not great, because she lived her life totally against you, totally opposed you. But yet, out of God's grace and mercy, He goes, I got a reward for you. How awesome is that? See, I tell you, God's not fair. Because if He was fair, I'd sing like the angels. And my muffins would taste like angel food cake. Right, Jerry? She's like, that's stretching it. See, if God was fair, we'd all have the same gifts. That'd be boring if everybody only knew how to play the guitar. I'm grateful for those who know how to play the guitar and stuff like that. But wouldn't that get boring after a while? You just have guitars everywhere? What about, you know, or just one mean of painting? Just everybody just does crayons. You know? Or just everybody just draws in a pencil and nothing else. Or there wouldn't be any shades of different blues. One color blue. It would be kind of boring. Or everybody's the same height. All the guys are 6 foot, all the ladies is 5'8". Yes, I'm 6 foot. Everybody wears everybody looks like, acts like, and does everything that everybody else does. Be boring. Basically, yeah, robots. Mm-hmm. We won't talk about robots tonight, though. And so the thing about it, it's okay if God blesses somebody and you don't get blessed. You know what you do when somebody gets blessed and you don't? You thank God. And you give God the glory still.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that you're blessing them. Thank you, Lord, that you're touching them. Well, it doesn't matter what you think, because your thinking is actually kind of warped compared to God's. Because the hardest thing, I believe, is for a believer is when we see somebody who says they're a believer and they go out and do something horrendous. But then we don't see them like change or repent. But yet, deep down, they repented to God, but we don't see that. And all of a sudden, they start getting blessed. Like, but God, I'm over here. I've done all these things. Just like David. King David, you know, you think about it, he's the least likeliest person that should have been king. He's the last born. He didn't really have a political aspirations. He was just taking care of animals. And the thing about it is that he was a murderer. He was all these different things, but yet, I mean, he even had a temper. You think we really don't talk about David and his temper. Remember that one guy that they go, "Hey man, we took care of your sheep, and hey, can you give my people some food?" And the guy goes, "Ah, no, you get out of here." And he's like, "All right, saddle up my donkeys, we're going." And then all of a sudden, the guy's wife intervened. You're talking about David had a temper? He wasn't always the we always think of David as a man out in the fields playing his harp, and the animals would come running to him, and he just says, no, David was, he had a temper. You know, he had issues. But yet God still used him. Even with people that you may not like politically, God will still use them. And so, I just want to encourage you that in our eyes, God, things he does doesn't make sense to us. But God's ways are always perfect, and they're always for the best, for what? The kingdom of God. Not the kingdom of Living Water Church. Not my little kingdom. Not for my family. Not for your family. Not even for Dodge Center or Dodge County. But for what? The kingdom of God. If we step back and say, is this the best for the kingdom of God? Let's do it. If it's always best for me, it's not good. If always best for something else, no, we have to step back. Is this the best? See, the thing about it, this farmer goes, hey, I know what's best for my field. Or in a word, for the kingdom of God. And he goes, I want to reward the ones I hired last. I want to pay them first. Because sometimes, when somebody else is getting blessed, it reveals what's in our hearts. What was in their people's hearts are like, there was greed. Oh, they got paid $1,000 for 3 hours worth of work. Man, we've been out here all day, 12 hours. We definitely get more than that. Oh yeah, come on. Come on, pay up. Come on, owner. And he stopped and looked at him and says, we already agreed what you're going to get paid. Here's your payment. And so, I think we'll end there.